Unit 1. New things. Recording 1. Conversation 1.
What would you say?
For me, an important question is, do you keep yourself to yourself or do you tend to be around a lot?
What are you trying to find out?
I suppose I'm looking for a balance. Because the last thing you want is a person who comes in and goes straight up to their room and you never see them again till the morning. You know, antisocial. I'm quite sociable, you know. I like having friends around. I suppose I'm a people person.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, you don't want a flatmate who's always there so you never get any privacy. And especially in the morning. I am not a morning person. I can't stand people who are all bright and cheerful first thing. You know, when I haven't woken up yet. So, yeah, I'd like someone who is quite sociable, but not too sociable.
Yeah, I agree. I suppose another question is about housework and cleaning.
Yes. Something like, who cleans the place where you live now?
How would you answer that question?
Who cleans my flat now? I do.
Yeah, me too.
And I'd also ask, are you tidy?
What answer do you want the person to give?
Oh, I'd want the answer to be, oh, yes, extremely. I don't know. I'd hate to live with someone who was really untidy all the time. That never did the washing up, someone that left their stuff just lying all over the place. Someone who doesn't do their fair share of the housework. No, that would just drive me crazy. I suppose I'm quite tidy myself.
Yeah, yeah. And what about money?
Yeah, it can be a big problem. I had a flatmate once, and she used to say, I know I have to pay the electricity bill, but can I pay it next week? She promised to pay and then never did. Really unreliable.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how nice people are if they've got money problems. You need to know they can afford the rent.
But I wouldn't ask, could you tell me how much you earn? I think I'd say the rent and the bills have to be paid in advance. So I'd ask, can you pay 3 months in advance and see what they say?
Conversation 2.
Ooh, that's really difficult to answer. I would like to think handsome, witty, cool.
Well, at least you're witty. You're quick and you make me laugh. And you're good with words.
No, but I don't think they describe me like that. I don't know, let me think. I suppose they'd say I'm good at coming up with new ideas. Yes, so I think people would describe me as quite creative.
And the second one?
People know I like doing new things, things that are out of the ordinary.
Such as?
Oh, well, like last week, I was by the sea with some friends and it was a lovely warm evening. And we decided to go for a midnight swim. I mean, we hadn't planned to, it just seemed like a great idea at the time. I like doing new things, different things. So I suppose that means I'm adventurous. Or maybe a better word is spontaneous. Yeah, that's more like it. I get an idea and I do it, no hesitation. So I'm spontaneous. That's useful in my job too.
Can I ask what you do?
I work for a web design company. We design websites for new businesses.
Sounds interesting.
Most of the time.
So that's two very positive words so far. What's your third one?
Well, I think people that know me would say I'm quite messy and disorganised. You should see my desk, papers everywhere, and my bedroom. And I'm always losing things, so yes. My friends would say creative, spontaneous, and disorganised.
I'd be interested to know if you agree with them. What words do you think describe you best?
Now that's an interesting question. Actually, I'd like to think that I'm fair, you know, non-judgmental.
What do you mean by non-judgmental?
Well, I try not to make up my mind about people until I get to know them, so yes, non-judgmental. But I'd stick with spontaneous and disorganised. I think they describe me quite well. What about you?
Well, people say I'm fun to be with. A good laugh, if you know what I mean. I'm very practical and down to earth.
What do you do?
I train people in advanced computer software. But don't worry, I'm not a computer geek. I don't sit in front of my computer for hours.